ගරු අනුර ජයසේකර ගරු එමෙතුමා විනාඩි 5ක් කාලයක් ඔබතුමා පිළිතුරු කතාව ඔබතුමන්ට තිබේ.
Thank you honorable chair and honorable Nishan Karyappa brought about a very important adjournment motion at the time of adjourning the proceedings today. So the Minister of Defence has responsibly highly taken and we have very well understand the plight of the fishermen in the eastern coastal belt is very well understood, and the complaints and the representations made by the member of parliament were well received. This is about the theft of the deep sea and the destruction of the valuable the fishing equipments. So as we are aware, as you all brought about, over 1,000 fishing vessels of different types operating daily in the eastern coast around Kalmune, Valachain and Saindamaru, this covering Batticolo and the Ampara Strait of the coastal belt. So the Sri Lankan Navy, along with the Ministry of the Fisheries and the Department of Fisheries, Sri Lanka Coast Guard and Sri Lanka Police, are actively involved and engaged in efforts to apprehend those involved in illegal fishing activities or the theft in the deep seas. These all such efforts are to curb fish theft and protect the livelihood of the fishermen. And I would like to bring to your notice on the last, the 2nd of June, as a part of this ongoing operation, vessels suspected of engaging in fishing theft, along with two individuals on board, was intercepted and arrested by the Sri Lanka Navy in the Kaluvanchikudi area in 2nd of June. So they will be produced before the courts through the police. That is to take the legal action that we are engaged into such the activities, that is to curb whatever the illegal or unorthodox things happening in the deep sea. So only the matter that we are concerned about is also that we request from the people and from your ends, that is to give the fullest cooperation, supports and the information that whatever you have, which such is, will be very much helpful, that is to curb and then to assist the law enforcement agencies that are in existence there. And also, as you have brought about the District Coordinating Committee decision, that will be taken into consideration by the Minister of Fisheries, and also that's suggested, that is to bring down the horsepower engines of 25 from the 40. So it is not been taken into consideration, but definitely that will be taken into consideration. And also the Sri Lanka Navy is deployed along with the coastal guard and the police to monitor and apprehend vessels involved in the fishing theft. So there are about the lack of the nearby operational harbours, that's about 152 kilometres away from the from Ampar and Batticolo, that is to have the Trincomalee, the south of Trincomalee, and also the non-functional, the fisheries harbour, Oluville, is also one reason where the Navy cannot, go into sea and operate and then to detect or intercept these vessels. But starting from a strong mechanism of the registration of personnel, and then the fishing gear, the vessels, the catch fields, monitoring through unloading and movement to be continued. That is where that we can also be get some more information and have a good track, and then to get hold of all those the people who are involved. So doing so, such designation of landing points or whatever you have been referring in your the questionnaire. So the series of questions on fishing activities will allow the law enforcement the agencies to marshal fishing boats. So that is also very important. And as you have requested, I would like to bring to a kind notice that appointing of the senior naval officer, that is by name we can say that Captain S.D. Kodikara, which I will give information that is wherever that our fishing communities could directly contact. And also apart from that, there are other contact points which is established by the Sri Lanka Navy as Wakare, Valachain, Kalkoda, Batticolo, Kalmune, Akkarapattu, Serinuvara. So therefore that your people can reach there, that is to give information, and telephone numbers also I will table, so then you can get it. And as we always say, the enforcement of the rule of law That is our priority as a responsible government. Within the Sri Lankan waters, will be definitely assured, definitely take into custody of those people, will not allow any illegal things to happen. In the future, the Navy is geared to, Navy also encountering very bad situation in the deep seas, but definitely that they will get hold of all those unorthodox affairs which happening in the deep seas or in the Sri Lankan waters, those involved in these organized criminal activities, will assure. Thank you for giving this opportunity to answer this question.
ඒ අනුව පාර්ලිමේන්තුව 2025 ජූනි මාස 6 වෙනි සිකුරාදා පූර්ව භාග 9:30 දක්වා කල් තබනු ලැබේ.